Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo. I hope you can hear me. I've had a bit of a drama. I've got a fan that we had, and it's on go. I'm really gonna have to clean it up. It's looking very dirty, but the base is looking dirty anyway. Oh my God! I'm just back from this shopping centre. It was a bad idea to go. When I was there, I missed the bus home. Well, it was one of the buses. It was at like 10:15. But the fact was, I only got there about 9:20, so it was never going to give me enough time. Well, so the next bus was due about 11:15 or so, just after that actually. And I was sitting sort of in the shade from about 10 to 11. And all of a sudden, I got really, really weak. Now, I mean really weak. I thought, oh my God. So I tried to sit. The seats are quite small. They're like at the bus stop. So you can't sit in them properly. You can kind of just put your bum on them, but not sit on it, you know, kind of rest against it. So I tried to readjust myself to try and sit on the seat, the bus kind of seat thing. And I was still feeling really bad. And I thought to myself, no, my head was getting really, really weak. My body was getting weak, and I knew my vision was getting blurry. And I thought to myself, oh my God, I'm really going to hit the pavement here. So I thought to myself, I have to do something. This isn't working. So I sat like that for like a minute or so, or a minute and a half. And I thought, no, I still feel really, really bad. So this is how, I apologize to anyone who's in Blanchestown Shopping Centre, at the bus stops or whatever, but I had to then resort to sitting on the ground, and I didn't care who saw me. I sat bunched up against, it was like at the bus stop, they've got this kind of advertising board or whatever, and it's, you know, I sat against that for like, I don't know, must have been 20 minutes, and I was sat like that, sitting up. And I know it was really bad and it wasn't a good idea to do, but I knew if I don't sit like that, there is no way by the time the bus comes that I'm actually going to be physically still standing or still sitting on that bus seat thing. I felt so weak. And I've looked up the temperature. They say it's 20 degrees, but it feels hotter. So I'm only going by whatever sites I can find on the internet. But by God, I was so weak. I don't deal very well in the heat. My body doesn't deal very well in the heat. I don't like the heat. I'm very fair. And maybe I was dehydrated. I did have a drink when I was there before this really close to fainting. Now I still feel really fucking bad. Sorry about swearing, but I really do. So I'm going to go and lie down in a minute. It's just my head is pumping. I'm just trying to see if I can find any headache tablets around. But I felt really bad. No, I mean really, really bad. But anyway, I got back home in one piece. So I'm going to have another drink and of fruit juice or something. And I'm probably just going to lie down on the bed. Oh my God. I was so close to collapsing. That's the thing. My head is really sore. Headache. And I've never felt actually as bad as that in a while. I have over the years been prone to fainting. I don't deal well in the heat at all. So I don't think you'd ever see me living in somewhere really, really hot, you know, because I just don't. I don't think my body can handle it. I'm really fair skinned and the heat gets to me. And next of all, you'll see me hitting the floor. I mean, at school trips, we went to the art gallery in Dublin once. And my last thing is I remember looking at paintings. And the next thing I remember, I'm on the floor and there's people saying, Emma, 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 are you awake? Can you hear me? So I'd obviously fainted. And then I fainted again. I was fainted the next time I remember. I fainted at, we went to Lourdes in France. And it was a big, you know, ceremony. And there was loads of people. And it was really hot. I fainted there. I was probably about 9 or 10. Then the next time after that, I remember we went to a St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin. And I fainted at that. It's just when it's crowds and the heat and oh my god, I just can't handle it. So I have the fan going big style here, which is kind of helping. And then I think the time after that, I went on a French exchange and I fainted over there as well. You see the heat and me, just we don't mix. I just can't deal with it. Oh my God, I thought I was never, I thought that feeling of feeling as weak as I did was never going to go. And but I made it back just about. And after about 20 minutes or 25 minutes on sitting on the ground, I did feel better and my vision did return. But it's no joke. And I just was trying to stave off me fainting. But yeah, I'm going to go and rest now. So I just thought I'd update you on that. And I've luckily got back home and I'm still in one piece. Oh my God. So I don't think I'll be moving to somewhere really, really hot any day soon. Not when I certainly am so prone to fainting. I don't know how, if, you know, I was thinking years ago, oh, I'll move to Greece or I'll move to Spain or somewhere. I'm thinking, how the hell would I even work in these temperatures, which would be a lot hotter than what it is now? And it's just, oh my God. Anyway, I just thought I'd update you all, and I'll speak to you all really, really soon. Take care and have a good day. Bye.